This week's Nashville's best deal is Prince's Hot Chicken, the original and iconic hot chicken joint. Get half off a $25 gift card now while supplies last at thegamenashville.com/deals. The gift card is only good for the Tanger Outlets location in Antioch and inside Assembly Food Hall in downtown Nashville. Willie Donick, Derek Mason, Adam Vingan joined on our phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, by ESPN NFL analyst Tim Hasselbeck. Tim, let's start with the Super Bowl, which is coming up in 5 days. As you prepare for this game, what is an angle about this game that you feel is being under-discussed in the lead-up to the Super Bowl?
Oh, you know, that's tough because in terms of, like, you know, I don't know what everybody else is focused on. You know, I guess I kind of, you know, see, I don't know. I mean, I think I have a sense, like, there's this, you know, so much talk about Patrick Mahomes and his, you know, impact on the game and kind of legacy and all of that. I feel like that is dominating the storylines. You know, and I think it's probably fair to say if you were to look over to the other side, like Jalen Hurts, pretty early on in his career, has accomplished quite a bit. So, like, what happens if Jalen Hurts wins his second Super Bowl? You know, what if that's the story? What if, you know, Nick Sirianni accomplishes things that people don't think that, I mean, listen, I think there were talk about Nick Sirianni maybe not being back at one point in the year, but he's had a lot of success in Philadelphia quickly. So, yeah, I mean, I think the other side of things, just meaning the Philadelphia Eagles, is probably, at least in kind of what I've seen, been under-talked about.
Some big news in the NFL yesterday. Myles Garrett saying that he wants out of Cleveland. Players of his caliber rarely become available. In terms of sacks by players through their first 8 seasons, only Reggie White, DeMarcus Ware, T.J. Watt, and Jared Allen are ahead of Myles Garrett, who has 102.5 sacks in his first 8 seasons. I'm curious for your opinion on the market for Myles Garrett, because there are going to be a lot of teams that are interested in his services. I've seen comparisons to the Khalil Mack trade from several years ago from Oakland to Chicago as a trade that could work as a blueprint of sorts. How do you think this goes with Myles Garrett? What do you think the price is going to be for him on the trade market?
Yeah, I think it'll reset the defensive end edge rusher market over, you know, because of his age and, you know, how long he's been in the league, like over a, call it a 3-year span, right? Like, I think he'll make more money over a 3-year span, or maybe a 2-year span, than any other defensive end has in the National Football League. Because, you know, it doesn't, like, you don't need all 32 teams interested in you to reset the market. You just, I mean, honestly, you need 2. I mean, you just look at what happened to Deshaun Watson when he was available, obviously different position and stuff, but like he really had 2 suitors, you know, I mean, it was, you know, maybe you could argue 3, but it was basically, you know, Atlanta, Carolina, and Cleveland. And I want to say that he got over $100 million more guaranteed than any other quarterback had ever gotten in the National like, he was good at the time, but he was away from football. There was all kinds of other issues. And so now take a guy who really has been everything that you would want. You know, he's been a leader. He's been a dominant player. He's been healthy. He's you know, been quiet and been a good teammate on bad football teams. And so, yeah, I think it resets the market. And I think that there'll probably be more than 10 teams that at least are reaching out to figure out what it actually would take.
We're talking with Tim Hasselbeck, ESPN NFL analyst and head coach of the Innsworth Tigers. Now, do you think that them Cleveland waiting, do you think some of it could be or potentially can be? Because Cleveland, not only if indeed they choose to move off from Myles Garrett and give him what he's asking for, now they've created 2 problems. They don't have a rush in now, at least not to the caliber of Myles Garrett, and they don't have a quarterback. So if you're Cleveland, if you're going to do anything, should you wait to see what Minnesota does with Darnold, if indeed you believe Darnold could be that guy. Because if they tag him, maybe y'all can work out a deal. But if they don't tag him, now you can position yourself to work out a deal with someone else, sign Darnold, and sort of move in that direction. The contract with Watson may not allow you to do that. I understand.
Right. Yeah, I think there's part – I mean, obviously you need to be in communication about, like, hey, what is your plan? Mm-hmm. Like, what do you think that you're going to do? Look, if you're Darnold, I don't think that – you know, Darnold's not going to sign a tag right away, I wouldn't think, right? So I think the challenge assuming Darnold – or, you know, obviously a high – possibility that Darnold gets tagged. Look, I think that my guess would be what they do is they still take their time. He doesn't sign the tag right away. And so I just think as far as a timeline of like, hey, what you need to do if you're the Cleveland Browns to get things going, like I think you can be in communication with the parties that are involved. At the same time, I think you need to, you know, probably still go along the timeline that you can afford to go on. And if it's like, look, we can go get the world for Myles Garrett, then I think you need to go get the world for Myles Garrett and then start to figure out how you can, you know, move other things accordingly to make sure that you have, you know, I mean, look, if you look, you're going to be starting new at quarterback. You're going to be, as you said, D-Mace, like you're not going to have the edge rusher. And so, look, you're rebuilding. Like, however you want to say it, like, you're rebuilding. So if you're going to get a bunch of picks, you're either going to move them for more picks or you're basically going to wholesale change and try to rebuild your entire roster and try to be good in 2 years, and that's really hard to do.
Tim, what will or what possibly can this do to Jalen Hurts' career or for Jalen Hurts' career if indeed the Eagles win a Super Bowl? Because the way we look at sort of the quarterbacks nowadays, we have, you know, obviously the top four or five guys, and then there's that other group of guys. And Jalen Hurts sometimes fit in that other group, sometimes he doesn't. But if you look at all these quarterbacks, he's the only quarterback outside of Patrick Mahomes that have been to two Super Bowls in 3 years. Right. So why isn't it? Is it because of the road he travels and the people that he have on his team? And when I say road he travels, he doesn't have to play a Patrick Mahomes, a Jackson, any one of these, a Josh Allen on his way to the Super Bowl. He doesn't get those quarterbacks. But yet and still, he's been able to do what quarterbacks are supposed to do, win games or not be the reason why you lose a game.
Yeah, look, D-Mace, I think it's really fair. Now, I think there are other quarterbacks, mm-hmm. Jared Goff, right, yep. Like who been to a Super Bowl, right, just like Jalen Hurts, but and then had a lot of success with another team, which is also, like, really hard to do. Do I think that, you know, he gets talked about the way that some of the really good quarterbacks get talked about? No, I don't. And so, look, Matthew Stafford, for that matter. Like, Matthew Stafford, who's won one and been to, you know, Super Bowls with different teams. And, like, so just to, like, looking at it, you know, or NFC championships with other teams. Like, looking at it in that regard, like, look, I think there are always going to be players who have a lot of success. Mm-hmm. Like Russell Wilson, you know, was probably in the same boat. So, you know, they weren't the first round draft pick. They don't play the game in a way that makes you like get up off the couch and go, oh my God, I can't believe he just made that throw in that moment. But because of the team they're on, because of how they play the game, and because they're really good, mm-hmm. like, yeah, they're in like that next tier for whatever reason in the conversation. But Jalen Hurts, I mean, look, does he have a great run game? Yeah. Is his defense really good? Yeah. But has he had a ton of success with the Philadelphia Eagles under a ton of scrutiny? Has he done everything that's been asked of him? Is it his fault that Josh Allen is not in his division or conference? Like, you know, not, like no, it's not. But, look, I mean, he's going to accomplish more at this stage of his career, you know, outside of a league MVP – than Lamar Jackson has. But we don't talk about him the same way. Like, do I think that's fair? No, I don't.
Tim Hasselbeck is with us talking football here on Super Bowl week. Tim, you just sparked my idea light bulb. I want to follow back up on what you just brought up there when we look at the context of the Chiefs' success. But I've got one on the Eagles. A couple years ago, as we know, it was a great Super Bowl. Went right down to the last play, basically, Chiefs-Eagles. I'm curious your thoughts on the Eagles' offense under the new, I think it's Kellen Moore that's running the offense. What do you think he's done, and how do you think it affects the matchup? Are the Eagles still going to be able to do their thing? Of course, now we know they have Saquon Barkley. They've got a much more fierce threat back there. But what do you think of that matchup, Spagnuolo versus Moore?
Yeah, well, so one, I think it's probably fair to say that he's the best defensive coordinator that's ever been in the National Football League. Like, I think it's fair to say that with what he's accomplished, you know, in the stops that he's been and the success that he's had. So, look, Kellen Moore is facing an all-time great. I think the best thing that Kellen Moore has done is he's always been really good in the passing game and creative and found ways to get guys open. I think Kellen Moore has shown a tremendous amount of patience and willingness to do things outside of, you know, what he would go and coach if he went to a clinic. And I say that because I think he's majored in the run game and he's majored in aspects of the run game that really he was not doing in Dallas when he was leading offenses that were the best in the National Football League. So I say that to say, look, I think still the best thing he can do in this game is be super patient and be comfortable continuing to call runs. You know, at the same token, you know, if you're going to beat Patrick Mahomes, like, you are going to have to score. And so just finding the times to throw the ball to, because you may need to throw to score at times. So I think that's where it's a little bit different, you know, where I love his creativity. I love his ability to find opportunities to get guys wide open. But I would also say this, like, Philadelphia is different than every other team in the National Football League in that they can run outside zone and it might be a 67-yard touchdown. You know, for most teams, those are 12-yard gains. But because Saquon Barkley is so remarkable, and because they have enough creativity in their run game with quarterback runs and different aspects of their run game that Kellen Moore's adapted to, like, Philadelphia is as likely to have a 40-plus yard touchdown throwing the ball as they are, you know, running the ball, or more likely probably running the ball than throwing it. So that's unique to any other team in the NFL.
All right, now here's a history question that you made me think of. I was thinking about the Brady era. And one thing that has to be impressive, and I'm not sure it really gets talked about a lot when you're talking about how many rings does a guy have, but, like, for example, Brady had to get past the Peyton Manning Colts a bunch of times. That was another really good team that was there every year. You mentioned Josh Allen. I think you implied that the Eagles' path to the Super Bowl may not have been as fraught with hurdles. In the AFC, where you've got Burrow, you've got Lamar Jackson, and you've got Josh Allen. That almost makes it, as I think about that, even more impressive what the Chiefs have done. Because you had the tail end of Brady and the Patriots in there, too, in the early years.
Oh, no question about it. Like, to think of that path and the quarterbacks that you face, yeah. Because it's not just this year. It's been like, we're going to talk, if you're going to do it 3 years in a row, you're also talking about Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen, Joe Burrow, like, guys in their prime. You know, you're not facing, you know, those quarterbacks, but, oh, hey, so-and-so is on the tail end. So, yeah, I think that's why, you know, it's probably why I said what I said about Spags. You know, it seems like Nolan, like, what he's done as defensive coordinator during that stretch. Look, I'm sure you haven't clipped the sound of it, you know, but before Andy Reid ever won a single thing in Kansas City, and I had, you know, played for Joe Gibbs, I had played for Tom Coughlin, and I had,
was Rick Spurrier and Brian Billick and John Fox, a lot of good coaches. To me, Andy Reid's the best.
Like, Andy Reid is so good. He's done it with different quarterbacks. He's done it with different, with different organizations. He is remarkable. He is absolutely remarkable. And so I think he's just like the combination, you know, as people used to debate, is it Brady or Belichick? But the combination of Andy Reid, Steve Spagnuolo, Patrick Mahomes is incredible. And so to do it against, you know, the guys that they have to do it against, look, I know people kind of, you know, at least it feels to me, you ask me like what people are talking about, it feels to me that people are sick of the Chiefs. But I mean, I kind of appreciate it just because I know how hard it is. I was on bad teams. I saw good teams fail. But what they've done is incredible, and it's because the leadership there is incredible.
Tim Hasselbeck, ESPN NFL analyst, joining us on D-Mace, Vingan, and Donick. Tim, great stuff as always, my friend. Enjoy the big game this weekend.
Thanks, guys. You do the same. See ya.
Tim Hasselbeck joining us on the program. 615-737-1025. We'll take your thoughts on our phone and text lines driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Duncan fans, come experience the new age of Duncan at the grand opening of their newly remodeled Brentwood location at 4930 Thoroughbred Lane this Friday. Duncan will be giving away 100 days of free coffee to the first 100 guests in line starting at 8 a.m. Plus, Robbie and Rex Road will be broadcasting live from 6 to 9, and we'll have Predators tickets to give away.